This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day, good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. We're just home from the days of glory. We're just home from the days of glory. We were there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We were there after Thursday. And the power and presence of God came. The promises, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. I'm telling you, he was there. But not only there, he was very active doing things, the Lord God. Very active. Healing people, blessing people, giving people the promise that they're going to prosper. Oh, yes, when you have a party for Jesus, things happen. And the problem is we don't have enough parties for the Lord Jesus Christ. What is a party? I call it a conference. I call it a retreat. I call it this. I call it that. Makes no difference what you call it. The only difference is that he comes. And that he comes to rule. And he comes to be God. And he comes to change our hearts. That's what it's all about. Change our hearts so that we become more like him. We don't just have a conference so that we feel good. Oh, no, there's got to be a change of heart in all people to be able more and more and more to be for him and less and less and less to be for ourselves. So I have with me Anthony today. Oh, Anthony was there the whole weekend. He was there the whole weekend praying away with people, one right after the other. Thanks be to God. Anthony, tell us what you felt or experienced on the days of glory.
It was wonderful. You know, when you get in a room with people who are on fire, the fire falls. When there's a sacrifice on the altar, the fire comes and consumes it. I'd rather be in a room with 10 people on fire than 200 people that are lukewarm. But at Days of Glory, we had about 200 people filled with the fire of God. You know, there was a man, and he was asking me, he's like, you know, he had been baptized in the Holy Spirit. He's very proper and very holy, and he's thirsty for the more of God. And he said, Anthony, what can I do to grow spiritually in a greater way? Because he's reading the word, he's praying the rosary, he's praising and worshiping. I said, you know what you can do? You can roll across the floor and shout in the middle of worship. You should have seen his face. His face turned white because something in him didn't want to do that. Because you know what God wants from all of us? He wants to destroy us. He wants to destroy my ego. He wants to destroy my self-image. That, well, what if the people in the congregation think I'm crazy? But the moment we die to ourselves, the moment we are free. You know why I love Days of Glory? A lot of people are free. When people from the hotel walk in, they might think there's 200 lunatics in this room. But guess what? I'm a lunatic for Jesus Christ. Jesus tells me to stop, drop, and roll. I'm about the stage. You know what? That is so pleasing for the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't want me to be prim and proper. There's times and places for everything. But you know what Jesus wants even more than my sacrifice? My obedience. That the Lord Jesus has you on a string. And when he calls you to do something, you don't think, you don't hesitate, you just move. So today, I'm going to ask you, if you were in the church and the Lord Jesus told you to barrel roll in the worship, would you have enough love for Christ to do it? Or do I have too much love for myself that I'm not going to do it because I'm overly concerned about what everyone else would think?
Hallelujah. I was at a prayer experience that wasn't Catholic. And I was on the sidelines, and the Lord said, I want you rolling on the floor. So what did I do? I got on the floor. I start rolling. I didn't think about what people are thinking. But that's what he said, I want you rolling. And I was rolling. Holy roller, I tell you. Holy roller. Oh. Rolling on the floor for Jesus. You know what? If I can't roll on the floor, how can I be obedient? Now, I'm not telling everyone that God's going to call you to roll on the floor. That's not real. But I am calling you that God's calling you to be obedient. And what does obedient mean? It means to listen to and to follow. To follow what you're listening to. Obedience. Christ became obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Therefore God exalted him, gave him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will bend, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Are you doing today what God's calling you to do? Or have you already made up your mind what you're going to do? I want to have Jesus tell me what the schedule I have for the day. I want to have Jesus tell me just to be open to what he wants to do. Not only to know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to finish here. I'll go upstairs. But what does God have planned beside that? I want God's plan. Because wherever God plans and I enter into the plan, people get healed. People get saved. People get blessed. And that's what it's all about. We were there November 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, and we were there praising God. We were there blessing people. It was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. God calls us to do stuff like that, to have time for Jesus. I call it a party for Jesus, a party for Jesus, Jesus's party. And you know, we're going to have another party at, what's the name of this place? John the Baptist Church on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Going to have another party. If you want to come for the Eucharist, it's 6 o'clock. The party starts again at 7 o'clock and we'll be praising the Lord. And it's time for us to get rid of being so prim and proper. I'm going to tell you, it's not about being prim and proper. And it's not even about rolling on the floor. It's about being obedient to God, obedient to Jesus. That's what it's all about. And if you're not obedient to Jesus and obedient to the Father, nothing's happening in your life. It's as simple as that. And if you want something to happen in your life, be obedient to what Jesus says in the Word of God and what he's telling you personally.
It's about the life of heaven. See, in the life of heaven, when the Lord tells the saints or the angels to move, there's no hesitation. There's no double-mindedness. There's no reflection on themselves. They're just moving by the command of the Lord Jesus. They're just responding to the holy inspirations of the Lord Jesus. And Jesus wants to give you that capacity to live that way here on this earth. See, why roll on the floor? Why? Because it is making that man die to himself. It is making him die to himself. I need to die to myself every day. You know, the Lord began to the reason why we fast and pray is to do the will of God and to be free to do it. When I first came to the Lord, I did 40-day fast. I did all these things. But soon the Lord, I would be fasting for 3, 4, 5 days, and the Lord would say, no more fasting, Anthony. I want you to go eat with the priests. And in my mind, but I want to fast because that's my way of holiness. And the Lord says, no, Anthony, I'm telling you to go eat. You need to go eat right now. Or I'd want to be in front of the Blessed Sacrament at adoration, and I'd be praying for 5, 6 hours. The Lord said, no adoration tonight. Go eat pizza with the kids from the youth group. See, the whole point of praying, fasting, mass is to empower you to do exactly what the Lord is calling you to do when he tells you to do it. And that whole thing, the Lord wants to melt everything that's in you. He got to melt it away. He got to melt away fear of people. He got to melt away fear of what other people think. That's the biggest one. Because if you're living for an audience of one for Jesus, you are completely free to do what he's calling you to do. But if you're living and you are filled, and I am still, filled with self-love and fear of what other people think, and then we can't truly be free to do the will of God. So what is God going to call you to do? Something that your flesh doesn't really want to do. Because when you do that act that the grace is there for you to do, as soon as God calls you to do it, the will of God is fire. and it sets fire to your soul. It sets fire to your ego. It sets fire to yourself so that you die and Jesus is resurrected. And then he'll give you a moment of rest. Then he'll call you to do something else. See, the spirit and the flesh are at war with each other. The spirit and the flesh are at war. And you got to overcome the flesh so that you can live a life in the spirit, free to do the works of God. You can look someone right in the eye, and you can know immediately this person has surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. This person is solely focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is only by his grace. But to love God is to follow his commands, not only the commands of the Word of God in the church, but the interior inspirations that he is offering you. Today, the Lord is going to call you to do something. Something maybe that's a little inconvenient. Something that maybe your flesh doesn't want to do. Something that's going to maybe make you overcome yourself. But let me ask you again. If the Lord Jesus tells you to roll across the floor and worship, what are you going to tell the Lord?
I don't know what you're going to tell him. I'm going to tell him I'm going to go rolling. But you know what? He only asked me to do that once. If he asks me to do it again, I'll do it. But what he does ask me to do is to be attentive to his Holy Spirit, to listen to what he wants to get done, to listen so that we can do what he wants to do. Like today, we're listening, asking God to lead us so that people that are listening on the radio would be blessed. That's why we're here. We're not here to make a name for ourselves. We're here so that the Lord Jesus Christ will bless you. That's why we're here. That's the only reason why we're on radio. So that you'd be blessed. So that you'd be healed. So that you surrender your life to Jesus. We're not here because we want a name for ourselves. I'm not a name for myself. My name doesn't mean anything. I want a name for Jesus. I want people to love Jesus through me. In me, for me. I need that love of Jesus. It makes no difference what people think. And I know that a lot of people, even priests, think Father Tom is woo-hoo, cuckoo. But that's okay. I'll join them in heaven. And guess where they're going to sit? Right next to me. And God's going to have to fix them. And me too, the ones that I look down on. God's going to put me next to the ones I look down on. And I'm going to have to make it better and make it good. If I didn't do it on earth, I'm going to do it when I kick off. This is real stuff. Real stuff. You know, the Lord tells us, I call you to be people of love, not people of condemnation, but people of love, caring one for another. I call you to love each other as I have loved you, even unto death. Oh, that's the call of God on his people. And that's the call of God that I strive to do. Do I always do it? No, I don't. Sometimes I'm thinking about stinking me. Sometimes I'm thinking I'm poor, too poor to do it. Sometimes I'm thinking I'll do it tomorrow. When God calls us to do something, put everything down and do it. Am I perfect at it? No, I'm not. Why should I preach about it if I'm not perfect at it? Because I'm preaching to myself. I'm preaching to myself. Do whatever God calls me to do. Do it despite what people think. Do it even as people think you're wacky. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people think I'm wacky. But Jesus doesn't. He calls me his own, not wacky. And I don't want to put anyone in the wacky business, even people that are mentally ill. No one is wacky to God. I remember being in Poland. Our automobile broke down. We were across the street from a church. I went into the church to pray. When I began to pray, people started to come into the church. There was no service. But they started to come in. And the organist, who was mentally ill, started to play the organ. I said, God won't do something here. So what did I do? I said, I'm going to celebrate Mass for these people. I didn't know these people from a cord of wood. They didn't know me. Little did I know that the organist had mental illness. And little did I know that in the Mass, God was going to touch the organist. I think even to tears, that he did something so wonderful for the organist. I'm telling you, drop what you're going to do for God. Drop what you're going to do for God. Have God tell you what he wants you to do for himself. Have him tell you, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. Drop what you want to do for God. Get your leading, not from you, but from him, from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And God has a plan to use you, to bless you, and to fill you up with the Holy Spirit.
That's right. You know, I was thinking of last week before the prayer meeting, we had Mass, and I'd been like fasting, not feeling that great. So I wanted to sneak out of the church between Mass and the glory night and get a little soup. And so I had my plan already, and I waited right before St. Michael prayer. I snuck out the back door, and I got down four of the steps. I was almost out, and there was a beautiful woman, a wonderful woman came chasing me down. She said, are you Anthony? Do you lead the prayer meeting? I said, yes. Part of me wanted to say no and just book it, but I said yes. And she said, well, you need to come pray for my granddaughter. Like, her mother's just been through a lot. She won't come in the church. She's in the car. And she led me to the car, and that was God's plans. But all I had to do was be available. I had my plans, but God had his plans. And I say, God, you have such a good sense of humor. So we prayed, and the Holy Spirit descended, and she was really touched by the power of God, everyone I was too. And then, you know what? Then I went and got my soup. But see, we need to have an availability to the Lord Jesus. We need to allow him to interrupt our plans, our way of holiness, our life, what we want, because what I want should not matter. It's only what Jesus wants. See, the Catholic life is not what can Jesus do for me. It's what can I do for Jesus. And then as we bless other people, Jesus blesses me. But it's a different focus in the Catholic life. It's no longer, oh, Jesus can give me, you know, Jesus will give you all the benefits you need, but the focus is on how can I serve Jesus? Some people say, you know, I don't like Mass because it's boring and I don't get out of it. Yeah, well, we're not at Mass. You're not at Mass to take from God. You're at Mass to give to the Father, to glorify the Father as he calls us to glorify. And when the focus comes off of ourselves and onto Christ, it doesn't really matter how we feel. We're going to Mass to glorify the Father and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, my favorite part of the conference, as I think about this, was on the last day, after the morning praise and worship session, we had Jesus, we had the Eucharist, and it was in a gold monstrance, which if you don't know, it just holds the Eucharist, which is truly Jesus. And Father was in the wheelchair, and I pushed him. And we processed in as he held Jesus in the golden monstrance. And as soon as we walked through the door, everyone hit the deck. Everyone got on their knees and started and just bowed before Jesus Christ. And as I walked Father through the whole hotel, Jesus and the power of God just filled the hotel. Now, there's our worship leader. He's not Catholic, Steve Swanson. And Steve's been to every part of the world worshiping Jesus 100 times over. But as Father Tom was wheeled through with the Eucharist and he held Jesus high, the first thing Steve said is he saw a fire in front of the Eucharist. He saw a fire, and he just began to weep and weep and weep, and he began to cry, and he didn't know why. Now, later, he thought, he said, in the charismatic circles, we never see this type of reverence for the presence of God. And that's what he was attributed to, but I knew what it really was. His spirit knew that as Father Tom came with the Eucharist, his spirit knew that was truly the body, the blood, the soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was just overwhelming his spirit with his love and his truth. So I don't know about other churches, but I do know that in the Catholic Church, that the Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament, truly is the Lord Jesus. And to see our worship leader, who's experienced every realm of glory and power and miracles, just be taken to tears by the Eucharist in the presence of God, it was amazing to watch.
Imagine in the tabernacle, in your church, the Lord Jesus is there. The Lord Jesus that's in heaven is there. Oh, yes, when we're children, we're told, you know what? It's so good during the week if you make a visit before Jesus in the tabernacle. It's so good if you do that. And so what? We would do that. I remember I had dislocated my left elbow, and I had to go to City Hospital for water treatments. They put me in a bin, and there was movements in the water, and my arm would move, or my whatever would move. And what happened? Next door, or three doors away, was the Catholic Church, Our Lady of the Incarnation. Oh, not, yeah, that's not the name, it's another name. But what happened? Every time we went to have my arm put in the whirlpool, we would go into the church and make a visit. My mother and I was only 11. I was only 12. But I knew that I knew when we walked into that church, the Lord Jesus was present in the tabernacle. I knew that I knew that. And we wouldn't stay very long. We'd stay there for a few minutes, and we'd go home. But I made a visit to the Lord Jesus. People don't do that anymore. Maybe because the churches are closed. But our church at Quincy, our church is open. People can make a visit. Every day at 3 o'clock, they have benediction, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And they repose the Blessed Sacrament at 6 o'clock when we celebrate Mass at 6:05. This is a Eucharistic parish, Eucharistic and word-centered parish. God is here. Oh, it's so wonderful to go into the church and see people in quiet adoration before the Eucharist. Not many people, but some people.
Yeah,
it's so wonderful.
No. People must think we're nuts because we go from wild praise and then we go to the monastery and we adore Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. Then we go to contemplative prayer. Then we were reading and teaching the Word of God. Then we're laying hands upon the sick. Then we're praying the rosary, meditating on the life of Christ. See, the Catholic Church is the only church big enough to contain our spirits, because it has everything. It's a fullness. You know, it breaks my heart, like Christ in me. No Christian was created to live a life without receiving Jesus in the Eucharist. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. That is not a thing. Just like there's a eating disorder a little bit in the Catholic Church, where people are not feasting on the Word. But no follower of Christ, your body, your spirit, your soul was designed to receive Jesus Christ in his fullness in the Eucharist once a week. I go every day because I could not live one day without the Eucharist. People say, I love the saints. I love St. Anthony. I love St. Therese. I love St. Catherine of Siena. I said, me too. But read what they write, and they teach about the Eucharist in the church, in confession. And then ask yourself, do I know more than St. Anthony? Does my pastor know more than Padre Pio? I want to be like the Blessed Mother, just hidden away with Jesus. I want to be like the Blessed Mother, hidden away with Jesus, just me and him in a love relationship. And then as the Lord fills me to overflow, as a sacrificial offering for the Lord, we'll go out and we'll preach and we'll pray and we'll release the kingdom. But that comes secondary to the interior life that I live with Jesus, tucked away with him in the Eucharist.
What about you? What about you? You get to church 5 minutes late because you're so busy? You almost missed the gospel? Oh, but if someone invited you to dinner, you'd be right there. 7:30 on the dot. You'd make sure you'd be there. Well, we invited to the Lord Jesus Christ's table, the one who died and rose from the dead. We should be there early,
yes,
waiting to see the presence of God and hear the holy word of God. We should be there. And be there early. Why should you be there early? Praying for the priest that he would speak words that need to be spoken, that he would touch people that needed to be touched. This is why we're there. Not only to be blessed, but to bless. It's time. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.